Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So today is Asara Beteves, a fast day, one of the four fast days that are associated with Chorban Beis HaMikdash. The Novi Zechariahu in Perek Ches says, Tzom Revi'i v'tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi'i v'tzom HaAsiri, Yehiyu LeBeis Yehuda LeSosoin ULeSimcho ULeMoyadim Toivim. And that is the only source in Novi in which the four Taniyos are mentioned, and it is in a positive context and not in a negative one. The Navi promises that these days will ultimately be transformed into days of joy and not days of mourning. So Asara Beteves is the day in which the siege was laid on Yerushalayim, and therefore is a Yom Tzayim L'doyres Oilam. This year, Asara Beteves falls on Erev Shabbos. Today is Erev Shabbos. So, various different opinions. When exactly do we break the fast? And interesting questions come up. And one of these questions is, it's not a question that comes up in normal circumstances when people are at home, but many times the fast is over, but you are in a place, in a situation, you don't have wine or chalas. Could you break the fast without making kiddush? Or you need to wait? And these questions come to me in two different scenarios. Soldiers, somewhere in an army base or out in the field, you're not in active duty, because when you're active duty, you can't fast. But still, Leil Shabbos, we're waiting for wine, we're waiting for the chalas, do you need to wait? Or people that are in hospitals, you with a family member, you're in the delivery, you know, your wife is having a baby, the fast is over, you davened, but right here and now you don't have chalas, you don't have wine, you need to go to the dining room. Could you break the fast without making kiddush? So in Erev Memum at Beis, Hai Bar Berav de Yosef Betanisa be'erev Shabbos. It's not on our sheet. Our sheet for some reason starts Mem Aleph, but this sugya starts Memum at Beis. Talmud Chochem, there is fasting Erev Shabbos. Does he break the fast before Shabbos, or he goes into Shabbos while he's fasting? And the Gemara brings source number one: Chal liyos tisha b'av b'yerev Shabbos, mevin loy kebeitza va'oichal kedei shalo yekonas l'Shabbos kishehu meuno. So the Gemara says you break the fast before coming into Shabbos. It's not appropriate to accept Shabbos when you're meuno, when you're fasting. Omer Rav Yehuda, pam achas, ayinu yoshvim lefnei Rav Akiva, v'tisha b'av shechal liyes b'erev Shabbos oyo, v'yevi eloi beitze migulgeles, v'gemoa b'loi melech, loi shoho yotoev lo, ela laharois letalmina malocha. Rav Akiva made a point, even though he wasn't specially hungry. He made a point to need to break the fast before Shabbos. V'Rav Yosi oimer, mis'ana u'mashlim.
Kol ha'ashona.
Halocha, Kereb Yoisi. And the Gemara says, Halocha Kereb Yoisi. Misano Maslim, you fast till Tzeis Acherchovim. Does anybody know what was the relationship between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yoisi? Were they friends? Were there a Rebbe and his Talmud? Who was the Rebbe and who was the Talmud? What's the relationship between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yoisi? What? Rabbi Kiva was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was one of the five Rabbi Seinu Shebedoroim. Yevam Esamech Beis, the Torah tells the story. Chov Daradelef Talmid Rabbi Kiva perished between Pesach and Etzeres. Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta is the Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. Wouldn't it be strange that Aloche Kerev Yoisi against Rav Akiva? We have a klal, Aloche Kerev Akiva Mechaverav. Em Aloche Kerev Akiva Mechaverav, Kal Vachoyim Emetal Midav. So Tosis brings an interesting Rabbeinu Chananel. Beitza Megogeres. Beferish Rabbeinu Chananel. And Perish Rabbeinu Chananel is on the spot in Erevin. We have that Perish, but it's also brought in Tosis. Kabola Biyodeinu Kerev Akiva Oise Shora Mesukhanoyu. ורבין רב עקיבא רויפם לגמי הביס המגוגלס באחלס היום ורבי יהודה לא דקדק לפי כך סומך על מה שראה ולא ידע העיקר על מה עשה כך. Interesting. רבי נחנן says we have a קבולה. רב עקיבא made רבי יהודה made a mistake. רב עקיבא was a חודש יש מסכון, he was מסוכן, and the doctor says that he need to break the fast, but Rabbi Yehuda wasn't aware. He just saw what he saw, and he tells the story, and he guesses, "Lo mishum shetoy voya ena lahoyres halacha." So this is very uncommon. Rabbeinu Chananel has a kavona to say that a Tana was mistaken. Rabbi Yehuda, this is what he saw, this is what he gave over. Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Kavona biyodi." No. The reason Rabbi Akiva ate is because he needed to eat. That's what the doctor said. It was a chodesh yesh boi sakona, and Rabbi Yehuda wasn't aware, so Rabbi Yehuda mistake. So, therefore, there is really no machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Akiva, and the loch is mesanu mashlim. But that is a strange Kabbalah. Another approach, source number three, Mori Omeri b'shem Rav Rabbi Yedidya. Dafila Rabbi Yosi lo palik ela de yochal haslem migam Rabbi Yosi moide im eine roitz haslem as shiz biyodoy Rabbi Yehuda amar sur haslem. So Rabbi Yedidya as a new parish. When the Gemara asks a Talmud Chochem that is fasting erev Shabbos, what is he supposed to do? And the Gemara brings the machlokes to Bekiva Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Akiva broke the fast before Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi says, Mesanu Mashlim. So Tosfos, and soon we'll see that the Tur has the same opinion. They say the question is he allowed to be Mashlim the Tzoyim? Not does he have to. Everybody agrees that he's entitled to eat before Shabbos. The question is it mutter, is it permissible to keep on fasting till say Sakichavim? So Rabbi Yosi says, it is allowed to fast till say Sekechovim. Not that you have to, but you are allowed if you wish to. And Rabbi Akiva ate before Shabbos. So according to this chat, once again, there's no machlokes. The machlokes is, am I allowed or not? And Rabbi Akiva agrees you're allowed to fast. But Rabbi Akiva thought it is preferable to break the fast before Shabbos. Let's have a look in the Mordechai. Paramachas Ira, Asura Betevis Yom Vov, exactly like our year, Ukesherot Serebi Hari, that's the Rima Bali Atoisvis, Lelach Labesaklesis, Torah Matavsul Kadeshaloy, according to Shabbos Keshuma Una. Veteima, Ukomeloch Mesano Mashlim, Vieshloima, the Yeboyalu, Maula Hashlim. ומעסק דמסנה ומעסק כלו יוכלו להשלם הם יצר מי טוב שלא להשלם. And that is why the Ri ate before he went to Shul, and that is what Rabbi Akiva did. So even though you are entitled, it is allowed to be Muslim the time, preferable not to, and that is what the Ri did. And this is a big discussion in the Poskim. The Mordechai also brings an additional halacha that if you mekabel Shabbos early from Plaga Mincha, then you could break the fast before the Shkia. And everybody agrees to that because if you mekabel Shabbos, Shabbos pushes aside the Sora B'Tavis and the machlokes is mesano mashlam or not, but if you're already mekabel Shabbos, everybody agrees you could eat before the shkia. So there are three different opinions. Yesh oimrim, that you're machuyev to fast on Seisei Gerubim, and that is the psak in Shulchan Aruch, as we see in source number 8. Im kobel olav lasanas v'yerev Shabbos, tzorech lasanas ad Seisei Gerubim, and the Mishnah Berurah makes it clear. It's not only a Tanis Yochid, the same rule applies to a Tanis Tziva. Im lo shipiresh b'shas kabolas Tanis, ad shiyashlem at Tzibet Filosa. Hagon, the Ramo says, v'yesh oimam, yesh oimam delo yashlem, elam yad shotzim ebeis ha-knesses, yoichal. And that is the opinion that the Mordechai brings. So this is a big discussion. And what happens when the fast is over, but I don't have wine and I don't have challah? And I said, sometimes this is a situation which you are confronted with when you're in a hospital, with family members, or in the army, or some other circumstances. So it's also to eat before Kiddush. What is the nature of the Isser to eat before Kiddush? Is that just like the Isser to eat before any other mitzvah? Shabbos Daftesu Midbeis. When the time to daven mincha has come, lo yeshev levnei asapa, velo yoichal, you can't start a meal when it's zman mincha. And this fundamental lucha we find many sources in Shulchan Aruch. Reish Lamed Beis, you can't start a meal before davening mincha ketano. Tof Lamed Aleph, you can't start a meal when you need to do bedikas chometz. Tof Reish Nun Beis, you can't start a meal in the morning sukkahs before you are noitel lulav. Tof Reish Tzadik Beis, you can't eat before Mikro Megillah. You can't eat before any mitzvah that you need to perform. Is that the same din that you can't eat before Kiddush? No. Because all the other mitzvahs, it is only Achilas Kfa that you need to abstain from, but there is no Isser in Te'imo. However, regarding eating before Kiddush, Simerei Shayin Aleph, Siv Dala de Shechan Och says, you can't eat anything, you can't even drink water. So obviously it's not the same din. So eating before Kiddush is not like eating before any other mitzvah, to say. The Issa, the prohibition to eat before Kiddush is Medinei Kiddush Ayoyim. The din of Kiddush is B'mokam Suda. You need to make Kiddush before you eat. And that is why even Achilas Arei is also. Even drinking water is prohibited. It's not the same halacha as eating before any other mitzvah. However, in Reish Pei Tes, the Mogen Avraham says, Odom Cholosh, if you're not feeling well, and you are, you know, your health is somewhat compromised, you're not a chola, but you're a cholosh, then you don't need to wait for wine or for challahs b'leil Shabbos. And the story there is not in a fast day, every leil Shabbos. So the Mogen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah says, I don't have wine and I don't have challah. And it's Friday night, what am I supposed to do? You need to wait till Chatzos, but don't wait till after Chatzos. If Chatzos is approaching, you don't have challahs, you don't have wine, you are entitled to eat. Because if you don't eat, you're mavatel, Sudas Leil Shabbos, and that is part of Oinik Shabbos. And if you don't have the possibility to make Kiddush, you could eat without Kiddush. Birki Yosef brings from Mahari Molcho, one of the Sephardi Gedolim, 400 years ago. And he says, if you think you're going to have wine tomorrow, you're not allowed to eat all Friday night. And the Birki Yosef disagrees. He says, you don't need to fast the entire night because of Kiddush. and he could eat without Kiddush. Adam Cholosh does not need to wait for Kiddush. And I say, after a fast, everybody is Cholosh. No, it's after a fast. So tonight, anybody that is in a matzav, in a situation, I'm in a hospital, I'm here, I'm there, I can't make Kiddush, I don't have wine, I don't have chalas, then you could break the fast before you get wine and chalas, and even before you make Kiddush. Tzoma Revi'i v'tzoma Chamishi, Tzoma Shvi'i v'tzoma Asiri, Yiyu le'Beis Yehuda l'Sosan u'l'Simcha l'Moyadim Tovim, v'o'emes v'asholem ahevu. And many times I explained, what's the kesha between the beginning of the posik and the end of the posik? The Novi promises, prophecies, these days will be transformed from sadness and mourning to joy. And my understanding is, the Novi asks, you would like to know when? I can't tell you when. Depends on you. I could tell you how. When is up to you. Kol dor shel nivne beis hamikdash biyamav. Who knows what Chazal say? Kol dor shel nivne beis hamikdash biyamav. Keilu. The whole world says, Kol dor shel nivne beis hamikdash biyamav. Keilu chorav biyamav. That's not Chazal. The source of this mamar is a Yerushalmi in Yom Edavei. Kol dor shel nivne beis hamikdash biyamav malan olav keilu hu hechrivo. And that is far harsher than keilu charav biyamav. When we say keilu charav biyamav, it happened, transpired. So what? So many things happened during our lifetime. There's a war in Ukraine. You know, financial crisis and real estate in New York. A lot of things happen. What does it have to do with us? But when Chazal say, Malan olav kelehu hechrivo, somebody is responsible that we don't have a Beis Mikdash. And that somebody is you. And that is the lotion of Chazal. Kol dor shel nivne le Beis Mikdash biyom av Malan olav kelehu hechrivo. Not kilu charav biyamav. So the mother leaves the house for 5 minutes, and she leaves the kids at home, and she says, I'm just going down to buy a bottle of milk, and I want to find the house exactly as I leave it. Listen, I warn you. Comes back 10 minutes later with the milk. The big window in the living room is shattered, glass all over the place. The vase that was on the table with flowers is on the floor. The whole house is swimming in water. And mother angrily asks, who did it? And the kids say, it happened. No one did it. And the mother says, windows just don't decide to break themselves. And flower pots don't jump off tables. Somebody did it. So when we say Ke'ilu Chorav Biyamav, it happened. Nobody did it. It happened. Chazal say no. Somebody did it. And that somebody is you. Because nothing is difficult for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. By human beings, it's easier to maintain a house than rebuild it if it just fell apart. By Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu has no difficulty. Whenever we will be fitting for a Beis HaMikdash, we'll have a Beis HaMikdash. Rashi and Tosfos, 3 different sources in Shas say that the Bayis HaShlishi Yered Esh Min HaShamayim. If we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, it means we don't deserve one. And if we don't deserve one, it means that if we would have a Beis HaMikdash this morning, it would be Chorev in this afternoon, because we don't deserve it. So every generation that doesn't have a Beis HaMikdash needs to feel responsibility we would deserve one, we would have one. So what do we need to do to deserve one? We need to understand what brought about Churban Beis HaMikdash in the first place. And if we fix what caused the Churban, and that is the way we could bring the Binyan. The Gemara in Yom Daftes says, Bayis Rishon, Charav, Gimel Averes Chamuris, Bayis Sheni Sinas Chinam. In the Doron Pei Aleph, the Gemara says, Bayis Rishon Charav, Al Osvam Esterosi, Sherei Borchu Betoyra Tchilo. And the Ran explains, Torah wasn't enough important in their eyes. So this seems to be a stira. Nedorim Peyalef, dealing with Churban Bayis Rishon, the Posuk and Novi, Alos v'Mestirosi, it's about Bittul Torah. But in Yom Daftes, it's Gimel Averes Chamuros. My pshat is this. Yes, Shvichas Domim, Avodah Zora Giri Arayas. Tov is Anish L'Chachomim V'Lenaviyim V'Loi Pirshua, but nobody can understand. How could such a tragedy befall Klal Yisrael? How could a Jew, a Yid, be Oved Avodah Zorah? How? How could one Jew kill another? How could a Jew be Oved on Loi Sirtzach? Shloish Samonim Yesh Bo Umezu, the Gemara says in Yom Sayintes. Rachmonim, Goim Lechasodim. A Yiddish Roitzach seems to be an anomaly, a contradiction. How could a Yid be a Roitzach? That was a big question, and the answer is, Alos v'Mestirosi. Without Torah, we sink to the depths. With Torah, we rise to the heavens. So the first Beis HaMikdash was ultimately destroyed because of Bittul Torah. The second Beis HaMikdash, Zinas Chinam. So the Navi says, I promise you that these days will be restored. There will be days of joy. When? Emes is Torah. Our Torah is Torah's Emes. When you will learn to love Torah, and you will love Sholom, and you will bring Achdus and harmony to Klal Yisrael, and in that way you'll fix the Churban of Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, that is when we will be zaycha to binyan bayis shlishi. So today, from the sorrow of Asura Vatevus, we go right into Shabbos. And as we saw, some opinions are you need to break the fast before going into Shabbos, but the Shanoch Baskins know. We break the fast by Tzeis HaKechovim. And Shabbos, with all its glory, takes over from the sad day of Asura Vatevus. So this is a special Shabbos. Every little Shabbos Kodesh, I share a Dvar Torah in my shul. But tonight I won't, because I don't want to keep up the Tzoyim. So instead of giving a Dvar Torah tonight, I'll give it tomorrow before Kriyas HaTorah, because the Tzibur wants to hear. So we should always share Divrei Torah, Meheri Yabona Beis HaMikdash, and we should be Zeicher B'Korah B'Yameinu, Shetzomer Ve'ivet, Tzoma Chamashit, Tzoma Shve'ivet, Tzoma Asiri, Yehiyu LeBeis Yehuda, לסוסיין ולשמחו ולמויד עם טויבים במהירו ויומנו אומן. Have a beautiful Shabbos.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.